But first, joining us on the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager of the team. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning.
Congratulations on the big win.
What about that, huh?
What about 4-1.
You Cowboys? How about them?
Impressive.
How about them?
Tell you what, as soon as them Texans tied it up, I hooked up a bag of Johnny Walker Blue up to my IV tree, and I set that valve to wide open. I got concerned there for a while. And that old Dan Bailey almost put a heart attack on me.
Well, he's going to miss at some point, right?
Well, I just got to where I expect him to never miss a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't have the heart of a 20-year-old transplanted into me in a secret ceremony a few years back, I would have gone into arrest.
Why did there have to be a ceremony?
Ceremony.
But then that old Dan, he come back and he kick it through them yellow tall things that meant we won.
Uprights, uh-huh.
That's right. So he redeemed himself, so he's still on the squad.
Sure enough.
Yeah, because if he missed that one, I was going to put Gene on the roster.
Why, is she a good kicker?
She kicked me out of the house about 1,000 times. She had a lot of practice.
Just teasing, right?
We're just fun, and we are, and yeah. We do. It is a good time when the organization wins. It makes things a lot easier for our quarterback to get on the microphone and criticize all our fans.
It is crazy, though, how many opponent fans are in your stadium.
Well, we need to do something about that. I'm kind of agree with Tony on this. We need to quit letting these dirty Houston people come up to our stadium and stink up the joint.
I don't think they're any different than us.
Well, they smell different. I think it's a coastal thing or something. They're down there close to that all that seawater.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I never noticed that.
You never noticed this down there close to the seawater?
Well, I noticed that, but I just never noticed people from Houston stinking.
Oh. I don't know if the camera caught it, but, you know, Jerry Jr. wanted to sit on my lap most of the game.
No, they didn't catch that.
I told him, I said, hey, dumbass. That's my nickname for him. I told him, I ain't letting you up on my lap with all these cameras trained on us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the only people I allow to do that is former Oklahoma strippers when the camera's on me.
Come on. You have a lawsuit pending, so I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you better not comment on that.
Yeah, that's the truth. And that, hold on a second. What do you want? What are you getting in here?
Hey, tell them about Dez's big catch.
Okay, I will.
Who was that?
That was Steven. He wants me to tell you about the big catch that Dez made.
Yeah, we saw it.
All right, hold on. Let me tell him. They saw it. They were watching the game.
But tell him it was a good catch.
Sorry about that.
We know it was a good catch.
Yeah, we just did a whole segment on it.
I guess y'all did see it.
Yes, yeah. We saw it.
Did they show me after that catch?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They showed that.
They showed me jump up and hug Non Spaulding.
Yeah.
That's the name of my other grandkid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a moment.
Who was that crazy prospect of the Texans had quarterbacking for them?
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Good Lord. He looked like a cross between an 1880s blacksmith and a dude who gives you a coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild beard he's got.
And boy, I did love, and I hope you did too, as we all do, loved watching our New Year's Eve running back, DeMarco Murray.
Why do you call him that?
Because he's exciting, and you just wait around for the ball to drop.
They're calling New Year's Eve.
That's the size
of
it.
New Year's Eve. He was doing great.
That's a great nickname.
And did you see DeMarco got his chest period again?
What's that?
We believe that's the ball that's making his shirt red, not blood.
Got all that red on his jersey.
Yeah.
He started off with a white jersey, and he ended up with one of them breast cancer awareness jerseys. Got pink.
Yeah, I guess.
Turned pink.
Yes, it was.
Now, I wasn't wearing any pink. I didn't need to because I already did my breast cancer awareness research.
How's that?
Uh-oh.
Don't you remember I gave some old girl a mammogram in a bathroom?
It's not a mammogram.
While her friend went nose to nuts on me.
Yeah, we remember.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was for breast cancer awareness.
Oh, that's what it was
okay.
for.
That's what it was. Good morning to you. Good morning, okay. Cowboys.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry.